Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speaking of Chicago, beware of the Willie Wilsonization of politics. You're talking about what? What is the Willie Wilsonization of politics?
Well, it's Willie Wilson, as you know, is famous for many things, running for political office. He's running for mayor again next year. But particularly lately, he's been giving away a lot of money via cash, via gas cards, via groceries, all kinds of goodies he's been giving away to potential voters. And he's a philanthropist, and he's been a philanthropist and had a foundation for many years. And this money is coming out of his own pocket. It's not our money. It's not taxpayers' money. But I think it's the ultimate personification of a trend that I think that is growing among politicians, where they believe that it's okay to give voters handouts, especially if they think that they might cultivate them and curry their favor when they're running for election.
What about Lori Lightfoot? What about J.B. Pritzker? Who else is guilty, or is it different when Lori Lightfoot gives pandemic relief money to citizens?
Well, it's different in two ways. As I said, Willie Wilson is a politician, but he's also a very wealthy individual who's using his own money. In the case of the Lori Lightfoots and J.B. Priskers, as I point out in the column, they are using taxpayers' money to give us everything. Again, gas cards. I think that the important piece you want to think about with Willie Wilson is that he's sort of taken this to another level, and now the other politicians are trying to keep up with him. But it's with our dollars. It's with our dollars. Lori Lightfoot, in particular, has been using stimulus money lately to do everything from giving away gas cards to providing this low-income family program that she got through the city council recently that's going to give out no-strings-attached $500 a month payments to 5,000 Chicago families over the course of the next year. That's a lot of cash going out the door, and it's going to benefit folks, but is this perhaps... is there perhaps another motive here? J.B. Pritzker is touting his gas relief plan, some tax rebates, and all of this is happening, guess what, on the run-up to elections.
Right, but that makes it suspicious, but it doesn't necessarily make it wrong. Like, it may be walking like a duck, but maybe it's not a duck. That is, were they not running for re-election, would, in fact, it yet be a good idea to give people some of this money back? I know it's not Lori Lightfoot's personal funds, but what's wrong with the politician returning tax dollars to citizens?
Well, it's what's wrong with it is that they're not being upfront about they don't want you to think about the fact that this is our money, and this money is being returned selectively. I mean, it's being returned, in the form. I think it's kind of it's a cheap way to buy votes. Like, for example, the gas cards. That's nice, a $50 gas card, maybe a ride on the CTA for a month or so. That's one of the things that Lori Lightfoot is sponsoring. That really doesn't solve the deep, social justice, transportation problems that exist in our city.
It's quite a Band-Aid.
And so, right, a Band-Aid. And in the case of the free money that's going to low-income families I mentioned before, that was very controversial. It was tough for her to get that to the city council because some aldermen said, is there a better way to spend this money? Shouldn't we be, again, putting this into social service programs, into anti-violence programs, into fundamental ways that will fix our system as opposed to handouts to a few families that will disappear in a year or so?
Laura Washington's on a phone line. You can read her piece in the Tribune today. You see her sometimes on AB7 as well. And the last paragraph of your story I thought was interesting. You reminded us that less than 22% of the eligible voters voted in the last primary. And so with such a small population of people making decisions about who our candidates are, the influence of cash might be just enough to tip things. I don't think Willie Wilson's going to win. You know, I wonder who's... philanthropy is more suspicious here, JB's and Lori Lightfoot's or Willie Wilson's?
Well, I think that when you say suspicious, again, there's nothing illegal or even immoral about this, but it suggests this blatant quid pro quo. And I've seen many comments in the media and heard from many voters who have said, I'm voting for Willie Wilson because I got a gas card. I mean, do we have a little mini
I mean, I've wondered about that. Really? So people go, thanks, Willie. I feel good about, you know, the more he runs commercials, and a lot of them on this radio station. Hi, I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, he says, in that kind of broken voice that makes you wonder if he's got the chops to run a big city. But the more, the more I hear of him, the sweeter I think he sounds. I don't know if that's a good...
He's very popular. He's very popular. He's very charismatic. He got, you know, he didn't get into the runoff in the last mayoral election, but he had a decent showing. And I think what I hear from voters, what they say is, at least he's doing something directly for me to help me in a way that I don't think the other politicians have done. So, you know, if it's just the $50 gas card, I'll take it. And he's got my vote because it's more than I feel like anybody else has done for me.
Yeah, he may yet be a player, if not a winner. Laura Washington, the Tribune columnist, her piece is in the opinion section of the Tribune today. Yeah, maybe we'll catch you on The Mincing Rascals sometime soon. Well done, Laura. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, John.
You take care.